Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian. Chinese-Polish joint stock shipping company accepted delivery today of the world's largest deadweight multipurpose heavy lift ship. Yuan's maiden voyage will be along the Euro-Asian route. Sun Siqi has more.
Yuan has a length of nearly 200 meters, molded beam of more than 32 meters, molded depth of 19.3 meters, and a maximum draft of 13.5 meters. The vessel is equipped with 5 cargo holds as well as 4 heavy lift cranes. It's the 5th multipurpose heavy lift ship operated by Chinese-Polish joint stock shipping company. From 2021 to 22, the other 4 were used to ship wind power equipment, machines for a vaccine factory in Africa, and train engines. But Yuan has more cargo space and a heavier lift capacity.
The lifting weight of the vessel has been increased from 80 to 150 tons. It can also carry twice as much container weight.
After being delivered, its first voyage will ship 16 pieces of wind power equipment from Indonesia to Estonia.
Full operations began today on a new high-speed railway connecting a series of popular tourist attractions. The 560-kilometer railway runs from Hangzhou to Nanchang and is now fully operational after the section connecting Huangshan City in Anhui Province and Nanchang City in Jiangxi Province opened.The Hangzhou-Huangshan section has a design speed of 250 kilometers per hour, while the Huangshan-Nanchang section boasts a design speed of 350 kilometers per hour. The railway route passes through a region featuring scenic lakes, mountains, Asian villages, tea plantation, and areas known for making fine porcelain.Industrial profits soared in November due to a raft of stimulus measures in 2023, the National Bureau of Statistics reported today. Profits of the country's major industrial firms with annual core business revenue of at least 20 million yuan increased 29.5% year-on-year in November. In the first 11 months of the year, the total profits of major industrial firms reached 6.98 trillion yuan, down 4.4% year-on-year, with the pace of decline narrowing from that in the first 10 months. The Statistics Bureau said more macro policies went into effect, and gradually recovering domestic demand has contributed to the rebound in industrial production and improving industrial profits. It also said the central government will continue to prioritize stronger domestic demand and promote new industrialization to accelerate the recovery of the industrial economy.